three, just, if you're not going, I don't know, do you have any others that aren't here?
Oh, yeah, that, the rest are here, so.
Number three just ran to the men's room.
They ran to the men's room, okay. Like, just ran to the men's room?
Yeah, but I did tell him I thought he was next, so maybe he'll hurry.
That's a disqualifier, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll give him one minute.
Okay, that's fine, thank you. Just. That's him.
That's him? Okay, case number three, 22-866. Morning. Morning, sir.
Morning.
Could you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sergeant Elias Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, with the Middletown Police Department.
Thank you, Sergeant. From the record I have, it appears this is a disqualifier, Nick's hit?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, are you aware of what a Nick's hit means? Sergeant, could you kindly explain the record you have with regards to that?
Yes. Based on our background check, there is what's called a Nick's hit. A Nick's hit is a form of a criminal background check that is designed to disqualify people from purchasing or carrying handguns. In this case, it was listed as status active, no expiration date, conviction for a crime punishable by imprisonment, a term exceeding 1 year, or a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment for more than 2 years. And it's in regard to a felony conviction from July 8th, 2016, from the Middletown Police Department.
Sir, does that sound familiar to you?
Yep.
Okay. So I don't know if you heard me at the beginning. I think there were two cases in a row where there were felony convictions. This board does not have the power under the laws that created the board to grant your appeal based on the felony conviction. So you have two options. You can proceed knowing that we will immediately call a vote and deny your appeal because we do not have the power to grant it. You could also withdraw your appeal. If you did want to seek a permit at any point, you would need to have your felony conviction from 2016 pardoned. So you would need to go to the Connecticut Board of Pardons and apply to have that conviction removed. Or you could just not get a permit. That's up to you.
Okay, but my question to him, or you guys are fine. When I went for my permit, called the police station and asked them what did I have to do, and I told them about my DUI, straight up front, and this is what they said. They said it shouldn't apply to that. Some junk like that, they said. So then I went on and did everything they told me to do. I took the class, I got my, did all the paperwork, paid whatever I had to do. I did all that like I was supposed to. Then I came back, told them what I did. They told me I had to do all the fingerprints and everything that I was supposed to do. And then they called me up 2 days later and told me that I lied on my application. And I said, I didn't lie. I said, I told you about my DUI. And they didn't say, I said, you knew about all this. They just didn't tell me then. And I wouldn't have went through all the troubles of doing this and doing that and blah, blah, blah. That's it. That's all I have to say. But that's what you guys just said.
Well, I don't have your application, but there is a question I know on there that states, have you ever been arrested or convicted? I don't know how you answered that, but that was up to you, not the police, to answer that correctly. Regardless of what your conversation was, it's your duty to know what your criminal status is. So I'm telling you, and you just answered in the affirmative that you know you have a felony conviction. So there's nothing they can do, there's nothing we can do. The only person that can address that is you by seeking a pardon.
Okay, so when I applied for my permit, whatever, and I came to them and everything, they couldn't tell me then that this is a felony.
Well, they're not gonna know till they pull your criminal.
He's only going off the information that you told.
I can speak in general, a DUI in and of itself is not always an automatic disqualifier. In your particular case, there were multiple DUIs, and so upon subsequent convictions, it becomes a felony. So when the officer initially was asked, would DUI disqualify me, he may not have known that. He might have just thought, well,
no,
it was one DUI.
I told them I had more than one DUI, cool. I'm not upset.
Yeah.
Because I had told them I had more than one.
Well, more than one is different than the exact number. There's a point where it becomes a felony, so.
Okay. 7 years.
Well, regardless, we're not going to go back and forth about this all day. It stands that you have a felony, so it's really up to you whether you want to proceed, knowing that we are going to vote against you because we have to, or if you want to withdraw your appeal.
So you're saying I got to get a pardon for?
If you want your permit, you'd have to get that.
All your felonies.
Any felony you have removed. There's multiple.
Two DUI.
Yeah. You may want to talk to an attorney about that.
Okay, just.
Okay.
Okay. I'm good without.
Okay. So, what would you like to do? I just need to hear from you what you would like to do today. Withdraw your case or proceed.
So, if I withdraw my case, can I try to get a permit later on?
If you get the pardon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. The case is withdrawn at 11:01.
Good luck.